What is up, Rundown Nation? I'm Woj.
And I'm Walt.
And this is the College Football Rundown, week 14. Had a hell of a week 13. And this week is cracking up to be a pretty good one, too, even though there's not that many good games, Walt. But it's the end of the season, the end of the regular season. We know who's in conference championships after Saturday, Walt.
Yeah, we will know after Saturday. As of now, there are some question marks. A couple things we know, the Ducks are in, baby. Hottest team in the nation, no surprise there. We'll get into them a little deeper throughout the episode, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see who's going to be playing championship Saturday, and then more importantly, who's going to be making that playoff, Woj.
Yep, that's for sure. Speaking of playoffs, I got knocked out in our year-long fantasy, unfortunately, for the second year in a row in the first round, because my top point scorer was Jalen Milroe, while and he did not do good last week, but we'll get to that in a minute. But I did win the DraftKings League, Walt, again for the fifth time this season, with 213.84 points. James03 finished in second, and Cruz finished in third. Last week, while we talked about having to pay up for running backs, and I sure listened to myself, and I took three. Probably should have took four, considering the four top point getters in the fantasy slate last week were all running backs, and I had the three of them. In Taj Brooks from Texas Tech, who was number two, Devin Neal from Kansas, which was number one, and Cam Scadabo from Arizona State, number four. Wall, can you guess the third one?
Well, I won't cheat because I think you probably have it on here, but I'm not looking. Caleb Johnson from Iowa
No,
Hawkeyes. That was a
unfortunately, he
poor
was.
pick not to make, Woj. Actually, he got it. He didn't get a lot of the points.
Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State was number three with
Oh, yeah.
43.68 points. But man, Devin Neal with 59 points. That was and then Taj Brooks with 57. So that was pretty crazy. Anyways, definitely set me back some money, 25,800. That's over half of my money on just three players, but got me 156.92 points. That's 164.4 per point, which is really good. So Scadabo, Brooks, and Neal are all in again in this week's slate, and it again is going to be a run heavy slate. They're going to cost you 28,700 this week. That's a 2,900 bump, so it's about 11% hike. So you will have to play our cards right. I don't think we're going to be able to take all three of them this week and actually man a roster, but we'll see. Anyways, while average placement, I am now conquering with 1.75 in first. I still got Story and JM Doof in second with 2.5. In the best 8 week, I am in first by almost 1,000 points now. Walrus in second with 1,273. JM Doof in third with 1,272, and Story in fourth with 1,269. Only 4.68 points between second and fourth, so second place is still up for grabs, boys.
That's a lot of points, Woj. That's a lot of points, a lot of decimals. It was hard for me to keep up with it. I heard you say conquer, which I love you expanding your vocabulary, Woj.
Thank you.
It's
Thank you.
making the show so much better. I was surprised not to see Walrus in the average placement, but we did see him there in the best of 8 week points. You know, he's my guy. He's always dominating this league. JM Doof, come on, man. Come on. Take down this Woj guy. Is it possible, Woj? Have you run all the
I haven't run the
scenarios?
numbers, but I don't think so.
You don't think so? So you're just gonna conquer the league again, huh, Woj?
Yep, I'm pretty much there. Yeah, point total is gonna be tough too, considering I have a 1,000 point lead. So,
Well, I'm gonna try to get like 20 people in this week. Hope you do bad, and then it'll bring
excuse me,
it
not a
down.
1,000 point wall, 100 point lead,
Well, you
thousand
told me
point.
a
I'm sorry,
thousand points, Woj.
no,
You're
it's
giving me
not a
this number.
thousand. Uh,
Okay.
I I would have added an extra number on the sheet if that was the case.
Impressive nonetheless.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's get over to last week's games, Wall. Ohio State handily beat Indiana 38-15, Wall.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise. I think a lot of people expected Indiana to lose the game. I don't disagree. They handily beat them, but Indiana stayed in the football game. They didn't look like a team that didn't deserve to be in the top, five in that Big Ten conference. They look much better than normal years. But yeah, Ohio State Buckeyes, they're playing good football. They're playing it at the right time. Kind of what we expect out of that Buckeye football team.
Yep. Meanwhile, in the Big Ten, Penn State squeaks by Minnesota, puts a hole in the boat. They're no longer, well, they're still rowing, it's just sinking. 26 to 25, Wall.
I love it. Yeah, you got PJ Fleck, the captain there on the bow with the sword up. I can just picture it in my head, Woj, that boat is sinking, but he's still telling him to row. I love
Like
Penn
George
State.
Washington, only it's sinking this time.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the opposite. History is reversing itself. Penn State's a football team I love, Woj. I think Minnesota is a good football team. I know you're poking a little fun at them. I joined you in that. But they are a pretty good football team. And you could see that by the fact that, this game wasn't, it wasn't done at any point for Penn State. Minnesota was in it the whole time. Penn State just happened to get the W. I still think those Nittany Lions are a really good football team, but you gotta love seeing top stuff like this if you're a Big Ten fan, because it just proves how good the Big Ten really is this year.
Yeah, and the thing about Penn State is, I don't think it matters what happens this weekend. Obviously, they should probably win, but they're probably in the football playoff in two of those games, or at least the higher seed is going to get the home field, and they're going to be a couple of them are going to be played at night. Man, if Penn State gets a night game, I'm sorry for the other team because that is a deadly place to play at night. But that's good for them, I guess. Well.
Yeah, that is a good point to bring up, Woj. I hadn't thought about that. That would be huge. I mean, there's still a question whether they get in or not. And they got to win another football game here. We might talk about it, but yeah, that would be a huge advantage for a team like Penn State.
Yeah. Notre Dame lights up Army 49 to 14. It doesn't look like our academy team is going to make it into the college football playoff there, Wall.
No, I'm always cheering for the armed services, Woj. You know that. Anybody that listens to the podcast here, the Rundown Nation, they know that. I don't know that I was cheering for Army this game because I am a Notre Dame fan. I do like Notre Dame. I didn't expect Notre Dame to win this game so handily, to coin your term there, Woj. I expected it to be a closer game, but Notre Dame's a good football team. They got to beat USC this week, and then they're going to be somebody that's getting in the playoffs for sure, in my mind.
Yeah, for sure. Bama's offense took the week off against Oklahoma this week, lost 24-3. Well, got to go back to November 15th, 2003, in a 27-3 loss to LSU to get one that bad for Bama. Who was the coach on that LSU team, Wall? Do you remember? Don't
How
cheat.
long?
Don't cheat.
2003. I mean, the guy with the blonde gray hair. I can't think of his name right now for some reason, Woj.
Are you want to take a guess?
The Mad Hatter. What was his name? I can't think of his name. The Mad Hatter, Woj.
Nick Saban?
Oh, Nick Saban. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it was Nick Saban, the LSU coach. Alabama failed to score one and touchdown in that game. But again, November 15th, 2003. Thanks, Bama. Kind of ruined my playoff hopes in my fantasy league. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. And I was going back too far because I was thinking of Les Miles, to be honest, the Mad
Yes,
Hatter.
Les
But
Miles. Yeah.
Saban was a little bit before Les Miles there. So
Yep. Ole Miss keeps the chaos rolling in the SEC alive with a loss in the swamp to Florida, Wall, 24-17.
well, to be honest with you, we're talking about two SEC teams here that, didn't perform like they should have. And I think we let Bama off the hook way too easy. Oklahoma, you got to understand, this is a 2-5, and I hate to go back to the game we were just talking about, but this is a 2-5 Big 12 team that's taken them down one of the top five teams in the SEC. I mean, come on. And now we're talking about Ole Miss, losing to a Florida team that's now favored by 16 and a half over Florida State. The SEC there, they're not as powerful. They're not as dominant as they have been in the past. I'm not surprised Ole Miss lost this one. To be honest, a lot of people are. I'm less surprised about that. I just think the SEC is not that strong this year, and we've just seen a number of times where that's proven itself.
Yeah. This next game, Wall, would have really shaken up the standings as far as college football playoff was concerned if Boise State were to lose, but they ended up winning a thrilling ending versus Wyoming, had like a 67-yard touchdown grab, I believe, to win 17 to 13. But they were, from what I remember, a 3-touchdown favorite in that game, I think. So not too good of a showing versus Wyoming, but they did get the W. So they are now at least, I think they're solidified in the top 12 now as far as the college football playoffs.
Hey, I like it. Boise State, I wouldn't mind if they lost because, there's other teams that I'd hope to get in there. We're talking about that one spot that a group of five is for sure going to get. I shouldn't say group of five. We're not supposed to say that anymore.
You're not
But
supposed to say that anymore.
a less powerful conference, as far as those less powerful conferences go, Boise State's going to be that one team that gets in, which I would kind of like to see someone else. But Boise State deserves it. They've been playing good football all season. You mentioned they were 3 touchdown favorites. I know they were 3 scores at least. I don't remember what the spread was. So it was surprising to see Wyoming hang in with these guys.
Yep. Hang on with us there. There's a couple more games to go, but it was a crazy week last week. And we're going to go back to the SEC where, again, another unranked team beats a ranked team. Texas A&M loses to Auburn 43-41. Doesn't matter, though, because the winner of the Texas A&M game will go to the college or the SEC, or excuse me, I did say that right, SEC championship. So it didn't really matter that Auburn beat them, but still not a great look. Right, Wal?
No, and then now what's going to happen? Texas A&M goes in and beats Texas, who in my mind is really the only powerful team in the SEC, the only one that's, you know, a top five team in the nation, that being Texas. So if that happens, I mean, that would be rough for the SEC. It would be rough for college football fans. But, you know, Auburn gets the upset. Congratulations to them. We saw a lot of overtime in that game. I'm glad that they changed the format because we saw A&M a few years ago, maybe even 6, 7 years ago now, go into a really long game, 8 overtimes, and that's hard on the players. So I like the new rules. I like how we saw it play out, and congratulations to Auburn.
Yeah, congratulations for sure to Auburn. Devin Neal runs all over Colorado, 37-21. He had 59.7 fantasy points. Well, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah, Colorado, who knows what's up with those guys? I can't speak to them. I haven't been watching the past couple games. I saw that there was some inappropriate, I guess I should say, actions. I guess somebody hit an official. I don't even know what Colorado player it was. But, you know, Deion Sanders, he's going to have to get that football program back on track. He's going to have to keep everyone together because they are a very talented football team. We'll see if they can get a chance to get in that playoff spot and how well they do against a really good football team. They lost to Kansas, who's not a really good football team. So it'll depend what, you know, Colorado football team shows up if they make the playoffs.
And lastly, I know we got some Florida State fans that listen to us. This is going to burn a little bit, so you might want to just mute for a second. But Florida State does beat Charleston Southern 41-7, Wal. But this is only the second time the entire season Florida State has scored over 20 points in a game. The other time was the first game of the season versus Georgia Tech, which they lost, only scoring 21, Wal. That's ouch for a team that had so much potential coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about Florida State. They've had a terrible season. They are the most disappointing team out of anyone as far as what was expected at the beginning of the year. As to what we have now, I mentioned earlier in the podcast already that Florida is over a 2 touchdown favorite. The Florida Gators are over 2 touchdown favorite to beat these guys again. So I'm surprised how the season went, but I'm not so surprised about how Florida State is, you know, ending this one as a dog at Florida.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the games for this weekend. Big one coming right off the bat is South Carolina versus Clemson. Wall, you ready for this one?
I'm ready for this one. And I think that the ACC is going to give the SEC another body blow. And the line makers are agreeing with me that Clemson is the favorite here. This game is in South Carolina. 2.5 points, Wojan. Actually, I've seen it go over 3. We know that key number is at 3. I've seen it at 3.5, which Clemson at -3.5. That's telling you something. That's a lot of respect for the Clemson Tigers going against, I think, the fourth ranked is, I should look it up before I speak. I think they're the fourth ranked team in the SEC right now, the South Carolina Gamecocks. And we all know the ACC is not the best conference in itself. So what does that say when the professionals have it marked as this? We got a 50-point over-under. I don't know if you're going to find any value in this game mode as far as daily fantasy. I don't even know. Is it on the main slate, this one?
This one is not. At least on DraftKings. No, it is on DraftKings. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It is on DraftKings.
Well, that shows you how many players you have in this one. I'll watch. A total goose egg zero.
Yeah, I don't have any. I mean, you could look at, I don't even know what Antonio Williams from Clemson's price is. I can look that up real quick. He's 6,100. That's actually pretty good. The problem is the over-under is pretty low in this game. So I don't know what really to think about that. But Antonio Williams, if you can fit him in your roster, again, I'm not really keen in on wide receivers this this week, but at 6,100, that's a really good value for a guy that gets targeted a lot by Cade Klubnik. And a cheap way to get into this game if you really think Clemson's going to come out firing.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson, Klubnik has 366 passes on the year, which, I mean, they're
Yeah.
passing the football, so it makes sense to get the guy that they're passing the ball to the most times, which is Williams. I kind of like Mafah on that Clemson Tigers team. I can't speak to how much he costs or if you're going to get your value out of him, but as far as who's going to perform in this football game, I've liked Mafah all year long. Him and Scadabo, I like watching those two guys run the ball. It's exciting. If you get a chance to watch this one, watch him run the ball, watch him run behind his lineman, find that hole, kind of like a Caleb Johnson, and then just exploit it. On the South Carolina side of the ball, I do like Lenora Sellers. He's been in and out all year. I had him on my fantasy team, Woj, so that tells you he's not the greatest stat guy, but because I didn't make the playoffs, unlike you, buddy. Who beat you, by the way? Who was it that beat you?
That was Story. He
Story.
ended up
Oh, I couldn't remember that off the. I couldn't remember that, so I had to ask you. It was
Thanks,
Story that beat you in the playoffs last week.
yeah. He also
Okay.
was the one who knocked me out last year as well, so
There you go. Perennial powerhouse, let me tell you, just crushing Woj's hopes and dreams. But back to the South Carolina Clemson game. I do like Lenora Sellers. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. He had some injuries at the beginning of the season. I think when he plays good football, he's up there in the, top 5, 10 quarterbacks in the nation. The problem is he's not always healthy, and the problem is he doesn't always play good football. But if you want to take a chance on him, that's another place maybe to look.
All right, Palmetto Bowl done. Big things at stake there. Not really. I don't think Clemson actually has to win this to get into the ACC championship. I'm pretty sure if Miami loses, they get in automatically. But if Miami wins, they get knocked out. So we'll cover that in a little bit here. But while we're gonna move on, probably one of the this is a big game. Whoever wins this game is in the SEC championship. That's Texas at Texas A&M. Well, 6:30 p.m. on ABC.
Yeah, this is a huge game, Woj. And this is what I'm excited about every year. This year, it's a conference game. In the past, since A&M moved over to the SEC, which I want to say it was like 8, 10 years ago. I can't remember exactly. But since they move over there, remember, every year this game is played, it's a non-conference game. So, yes, it's exciting. Yes, if you're a Texas fan or you're an A&M fan, it's the game you look forward to every year. But this year, it has extra meaning. And right off the bat, Woj, right off the bat, we see that extra meaning come into play with the winner of this huge rivalry game getting into the SEC championship, getting a chance to play for an automatic ticket to the playoffs. I mean, you got to be excited about this football game. I'm a little biased, right? Which I'm a Longhorn fan. I'm excited to see how Texas performs at College Station because we talked about Penn State earlier in the episode, and you were 100% right to bring this up. Penn State plays well at night under the lights when they're home. Texas A&M, Woj, they play well at night under the lights when they're home. They got the 12th man. They call it the 12th man for a reason. Texas is only giving 5.5 in this one. They are the favorite, even on the road. We got a total of 48.5 points, which is kind of around that number we just talked about in the last game. So I don't know about DFS. I don't know about the players specifically in this one. I'll let you talk to that a little bit.
I mean, as far as the players go, Quinn Ewers, I'm always a big fan of Hitta. I like the way he plays quarterback. Marcel Reed on the other side is a very dual threat kind of guy. But the thing about it is Texas's defense is so good, especially up front. They believe they are the number one in passing yards allowed per game in college football, which, I mean, the thing about this is they're just going to play a little bit more disciplined with a mobile quarterback. So they got to keep that in mind, really make sure they have spies on him and keep him checked down. But I do like Texas here. I just think they're one of the better teams in college football. I know they had that bad loss, but I still do think Texas is one of those teams to beat. And Texas A&M that lost to Auburn last week just didn't play defense at all. So, oh yeah, give me Texas in this one, Will.
Yeah, I like the pick. And we got to understand that again, I want to bring it up again. This is a home game for Texas A&M. We're seeing this line at 5.5 as it stands right now. If Texas was playing this football game at Texas and not at A&M, not with a 12th man in their face, this is probably an 8.5 point, spread. We're talking about over a touchdown for sure for the Longhorns, but that's not the case. So we're under that number at 5.5. And you got to remember that's amplified as we have a rivalry in itself. So Texas, definitely the better team, definitely the better team in most people's eyes. I think the thing that A&M can do, though, to take down my Longhorns, they can get big plays. They can make the Texas defense give up one play, that one play that is a 70, 80-yard pass. Maybe somebody breaks open a 60-yard touchdown over there. Maybe Le'Veon Moss breaks open a 60-yard touchdown. That's how you're going to beat Texas. You're going to get those one or two plays where you catch them making a mistake or you catch them in a formation that is advantageous for your wide receivers going over top.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun game to watch. Again, that's at 6:30 p.m. on ABC Wall. So tune in for that. I think it's
Tune in for that. You think I'm going to tune in for that one? You think I'm going to miss that one? I mean, come on now.
I don't know. Some other notable games here, Wall, before we get into the conference breakdowns, Oregon State versus Boise State. That's 11 a.m. on Fox, Wall.
Yeah, Boise State -10. Get your chance to watch Ashton Gentier, Mr. Story. I hope you win your Heisman futures ticket on this guy. I hope he can make the money for you over under a 42. I don't know if it's going to be a high scoring one, but it'll be a good football game. We didn't talk about the most exciting game last weekend, Woj, and we should have probably talked about that. It was the Oregon State Washington State football game. Did you happen to catch that?
I did watch that. Yeah, it was
You
the
did?
battle of the Pac-12.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon State clinched
Yeah.
it. They clinched the Pac-12 last week with that big win over Washington State. And for those of you that don't know, we're joking a little bit because the Pac-12 only has two teams in it. So as the standings are now, since those two teams, Oregon State and Washington State, played last year, Oregon State is 1-0 in conference, and Washington State is 0-1. So Oregon State takes that conference this year, Woj.
Yeah, unfortunately, the college football playoff doesn't consider them a real conference unless they have at
No.
least five teams. So,
Yes.
they aren't getting their easy ride into easy ride into the college football playoff. Another game, while this one is a little exciting, Oklahoma State versus Colorado. That's 11 a.m. on ABC. Wall.
Hey, over under a 62, Colorado
Woo.
-12 in this one. Get your chance. Not going to be many games left for Shedeur Sanders. You like watching that type of football? Tune into this one, baby.
And a little note here. Someone asks for some FanDuel's advice. Here it is. Oklahoma State. We're going to go Ollie Gordon. We just watched Devin Neal score 59.7 points versus a Colorado team last week. I know the implied points is 24.5 to 41. Oklahoma State's not good. Colorado's defense is terrible. Ollie Gordon's only 9,200 on FanDuel's. That is, give me that all day. All day, Wall.
Hey, I love it, which I love the plural of FanDuel still sticking with it. I love it. It's great. But the thing is, when you were talking earlier about those picks you had from last week, you had, I believe, four of them, but you only mentioned three for available this week as far as the slate. And I was thinking, I wonder why he didn't go with Ollie Gordon again, because them going against that Colorado defense.
I would
And
have.
this is what's going on in my mind right now. Just what you said, them going against that Colorado defense. I mean, he's going to get some points, but obviously they're not in the slate for DraftKings, only for the FanDuels.
Yeah, got Ole Miss versus Mississippi State in-state rivalry here. Wall, it's on ESPN at 2:30 p.m.
Hey, we got some Ole Miss fans that listen to the podcast. We got some Rundown Nation that support Ole Miss. So I try not to rip on them too much because a lot of people know they're not my favorite team. In this one, though, I will just say they are the favorite. They're giving 28. They're expected to take down their rival Mississippi State pretty handily. We got an over-under sitting around 60, 59, 59.5, depending where you're looking.
We got Ohio State versus Michigan. That's the big game in the Big Ten. Can Michigan play spoiler to Ohio State? That's 11 a.m. on Fox. I believe that's big noon kickoff. Wall.
Hey, we look at this line. We got Ohio State -6.5. You think of what Michigan's done, their body of work this year. It's absolutely nothing. They've done terrible. Ohio State, their body of work, amazing. They got that loss, obviously, to Oregon. But we got to remember that one was in Oregon. Then you look at this spread, and they're not even a touchdown favorite. That's how big this rivalry is. That's how much rivalries matter in college football.
I got Notre Dame versus USC, the big rivalry of their programs. They've battled it out in the history. So what can Riley Moss do against that Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
Yeah, Riley Le Leonard. I don't know. I think I put in the notes Moss for some reason, but Riley Leonard. He hasn't shown up, Woj. You know what I'm saying? Like this year, he just hasn't shown up. In this one, if you're looking at it, Notre Dame -7, over under a 56. I mean, I get scared, Woj. I don't know about you, but I get scared. I think USC might beat Notre Dame and
Oh
just ruin
no.
the season for the Irish. And you know I'm
Oh.
an Irish fan, so that's gonna make me mad. Probably what I'm going to do on this one, I'm going to put a little bit of money on USC. So if my Irish do lose, at least I make a little bit of coin, right?
That is true. We got Kansas State versus Iowa State. That's on 7 p.m. on Fox. While this is big implications here for Iowa State, as if they win, they're in to the Big 12 championship. But if they lose, they're likely out.
Yeah, and this one, we got a little bit, maybe something to say, one of us here in the college football Woj and Wall rundown. Pick 'em, baby. Because I like this spread and I like it for one way. I'll tell you what it is. It's Iowa State -2.5. Anyone that listens to me, anyone that knows me, probably knows my pick 'em by now. But we got over under in this one of 51.5, Woj.
And then there's one more game we haven't talked about yet, and that is the Iron Bowl. Auburn heading to Alabama, coming off the big win against Texas A&M. It is an 11.5 point favorite for Alabama, 52.5 over under. And just for you Iron Bowl lovers out there, Auburn is a +350 on the money line wall.
Yeah, well, they were probably right around that number last week. And what'd they do, Woj? They
And they
won the
won.
football game. So,
We've
and
seen
don't
some
put it,
crazy Iron Bowl stuff. This is,
yeah,
yeah.
don't put it away from we all remember the kick six there. That was one of the most exciting times in college football, at least for me. And I'm not even an SEC fan, so anything can happen, Woj. Anything can happen.
Yep. Well, let's run through the conferences really quick. While it's Tulane, Army, AAC. You got the ACC. SMU is in. Miami controls their own destiny with a Syracuse team that they're favored to win by 11. If they lose, Clemson is in. I believe if Clemson loses to South Carolina, there might be some other possibilities. I'm not sure though, but I think if Clemson, no matter what, gets in if Miami loses. Tell me a little bit about the Big Ten here, Wall.
Big Ten, Oregon's in, Woj. We know that. We've known that for a week or two now. Ohio State, they get things done against their rival, Michigan. There is no question who the Ducks are playing. It will be Oregon, Ohio State. If Ohio
Oh.
State does not win and somehow Michigan gets that victory, if they overcome that 6.5 point dog deficit they have, Ohio State can still get in if Penn State and Indiana both lose, right, Woj?
That's correct.
And then we got Penn State. They're hoping. They're praying. They're living on a dream, Woj. They're in with a win over Maryland this week and an Ohio State loss. So they win and Ohio State loses. We see the Nittany Lions in the Big Ten championship against those Ducks. Indiana wins. They got to have Ohio State lose. They got to have Penn State lose. I don't think either one of those is happening. Hey, you're a Hoosier fan? That's how it happens. So start making your prayers before bedtime, Woj.
Yeah, you start putting those bets in the parlays
There you
if
go.
you really think it's the year. So,
There you go.
money line bets in the parlay. It's the only time I'll justify a parlay bet, Wall, but there it is. Big
Love it,
12
Woj.
Wall. Arizona State is in with a win over Arizona. They're 9.5 point favorites. Iowa State is in with the win over Kansas State. We just talked about that. They're 3 point favorites. A ton of scenarios. If one of those teams doesn't win or both of them lose, those scenarios would include BYU, Colorado, and others. Conference USA, we'll just go over this one quick. Jacksonville State is in. Liberty is in with a win over Sam Houston, which is they're a 3 point favorite over that. Western Kentucky has a chance, as well as Sam Houston, if they were to win over Liberty. Tell me a little bit about that MAC, Wall. Give me some
Yeah.
action.
Hey, I told you already. Ohio's in, right? Nobody,
Yeah.
everybody's giving me the business about no, there's still games to be played. I told you Ohio's in, but we'll see. Winner of Miami and Bowling Green, we know they're in, Woj. Ohio is in if they beat Ball State. Buffalo has a chance too, but we need things to get a little bit murky for those Buffalo fans to be cheering at the MAC championship, Woj.
Yeah, a lot of things need to go right in order for that to happen. Ohio is on the FanDuel slate. I see, I said it right that time as well.
I don't know. I think you still said both of them, Woj.
Their quarterback is phenomenal. Navarro, he's 10,800, but that would be a guy if you really want to spend some cash in the quarterback slot. Ball State is the worst in the slate against the pass, and he's eaten alive other teams that are terrible against the pass. Kent State, Eastern Michigan, Toledo, and he's a dual threat kind of guy, so he can score both ways. So if you're going to pick some Ohio guys, I would key in on him. If you're going to spend some big money, Wall.
I like it, Woj. I like the breakdown there.
All right. We have the Mountain West. We know Boise State is in, UNLV and Colorado State. If both win or lose their games, it will be a tie broken by college football playoff ranking or a results-based computer metrics. I don't understand why that isn't already set in stone, but I mean, I've seen the Big Ten pull some crazy things out of their butts at the last minute when there was going to be some ties, so it doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either, Woj. They leave it murky for a reason because they want the best team. They want to make that decision at the end of the season who's played in that game as much as
Yeah,
they can. So,
exactly. SEC, we already know Georgia's in, and then the winner of the Texas and Texas A&M and Sun Belt, Louisiana Lafayette, and Marshall, if both win their game, they're both in. They're both dogs, by the way. Many scenarios if one or both lose. It's just kind of interesting that they're both dogs, yet they're both the likely to go. They're in the lead right now, where if both of them were to win, they go to the championship game. It's just crazy to me to think about that, but that's just the Sun Belt for you, I guess.
no, I understand what you're saying. It is crazy. It's a little bit backwards. You wouldn't expect that. If the ones that are most likely to be in the championship, you would assume the teams they're playing, would be the underdogs. But that's not the case, Woj. And hey, that's why you got to love college football. Different week every week of the year.
It is. Just a couple of things with DraftKings before we get to our picks here. We talked about Devin Neal. They're playing a not so good team as far as the run goes. Let me pull up their numbers really quick. Kansas playing Baylor. Again, 150 on the ground, 38, 3.8 yards per attempt. 1.3 rushing touchdowns a game. So if you're going to play him, that's the stingy one. That's why his price is so good at 8,700 coming off a game or a week. He just scored 59.7 points. Taj Brooks is the real deal here this week. I know people are kind of weirded out by that, but Texas Tech is playing a West Virginia team that's terrible against the pass and not really that great against the run. I know they only give up 135.3 rushing yards per game, but they are on the bottom of the Big 12 as far as points or fantasy points per game given up to running backs. So Taj Brooks at 9,900 is a good deal. And then your other is Scadabo. He's playing from Arizona State, and they are playing the worst rush defense on the slate at 165.8 rushing yards per game, 4.7 yards per attempt, and two touchdowns a game. He is expensive, 200 more than Brooks at $10,100. So to get all those guys in your roster this week is going to be tough, Wall. You're really going to have to really pinch. And I don't know if it's all going to work out for you if you do that. It's tough between Scadabo and in Brooks. If you're going to fit both of those into your roster, I would almost say go with Brooks instead. I know that doesn't sound right because what I just said, they're Skedda was playing against the worst rush defense in the slate, but I just think Brooks is going to have more opportunities. And Texas Tech's defense being as bad as it is, they're going to allow West Virginia into the game, which is just going to make it give him more opportunities. It's going to be a fast-paced game. The plays per game, Texas Tech gives up the most plays per game at 70.8, and it's almost vice versa for the other way around. So there's just going to be a lot of plays in the game. So I would kind of lean to Brooks, but if you can get Brooks and Scadaboo in your lineup, while I think you're pretty set. For quarterback, Garrett Green, West Virginia. We just talked about that. He's playing the worst D on the slate as far as the pass goes. And his number one wide receiver is Hudson Clement. He's only 4,800. So that's a 7,600 quarterback with a 4,800 best target. That's a cheap stack against Texas Tech there, Wall. And then your only other one is the Texas Tech quarterback who I had last week, too. He scored 30 or 32 points. He's only 6,400, and he's playing a terrible secondary in West Virginia. So basically, just the West Virginia Texas Tech game, if you just want to summarize it.
Hey, I love it. Although you had me at Scattabo Woj, and then
Yeah.
everything went downhill. I just love that man. I love watching him play football. I know he's expensive, but man, sometimes you got to spend that money to make it, Woj. And Scattabo from Arizona State is a fantastic running back.
Yeah, again, load up on those running backs this week. It's going to be a running back fest. All right, well, I had Arizona State minus three. I won that. We also talked about Kansas and Texas Tech. Both of those covered as well, if you bet those with me. Iowa minus six last week. You won that pretty easily. While this week, I am going Oklahoma State plus 16 and a half. Can you believe they're getting 16 and a half against Colorado? Well,
No, I can't because they could easily win that football game straight up, Woj. So,
yeah, I just looked at that. I mean, Oklahoma State's not a very good team as far as defensively goes, but guess who's worse than them? It's Colorado defensively. Like, I mean, give me a guy, a team that just gave up 59.7 points to one person, one running back, and they have Ollie Gordon coming in, who is just as good as Devin Neal, Wall. Like, oh my God, give me Ollie Gordon, who unfortunately isn't in the DraftKings slate, but is in the FanDuel slate, and give me that 16 and a half. That put the mortgage on that one, Wall.
oof. I don't know about that one. The reason I really like your pick is because the reason this number is at 16 and a half, if Colorado was playing their best football, we knew they were going to be the best team that they can be going against Oklahoma State, playing their best football, being the best team they can be. Oh, Colorado wins that game by 21 easy. They win that game by three touchdowns. They have more talent. I think, in my opinion, like a better all-around football team. But the problem with Colorado is they're too random. So there's only a 50% chance that their best team shows up. So when you're talking about that and you get a number like 16 and a half on Oklahoma State, yeah, I know it's not going to win every time, but still the probability of it happening, I just really like that bet, Woj, and I like looking at that line plus 520. You know I'm a money line guy, so that's a little sexy too,
Oh,
Woj. I'm going to have to throw a little bit on that because Oklahoma State can win this game straight up.
yeah, just let me give you a little bit of the numbers here. Okay. So Oklahoma State gives up 200. These numbers are freaking video game numbers. 231.5 rushing yards per game. Per game. That's
Jesus.
average. We're at the end of the season, let I add. 5.7 yards per attempt. 2.5 rushing touchdowns a game. That's 5.7 yards per attempt Oklahoma State gives up. Okay, so let's go to the next one. excuse me, that's Utah State giving up that many. But where is Colorado on this? Colorado is actually fairly stingy on rush D, so I don't know. We'll see. 156, 3.9, and 1.3, but I still like Ollie Gordon. They just gave up a mass ton of points to Devin Neal, and as long as Oklahoma State goes to that footage and just does the same thing, I'm liking it, Wall. But who's your pick this week? You're 9-4, by the way. I'm 8-3-1.
Yeah, and I'm going to give myself the W regardless, Woj, because you didn't send in your pick, and that angers me. But this week, I'm going to take Kansas
Yeah.
State. They're the dog, actually plus 2.5 right now, plus 3. I saw it before, but I can't seem to find that number anywhere. It was plus 3, so we don't cheat on this program, Woj. I'm going to take my plus 2.5 and be happy with it. But they essentially have a bye anyways this week, so you get two and a half on a
This
bye
is
week.
Iowa State's season on the line here, Wall. You're giving them the bye, just non-existent, huh?
Well, I bet for Iowa last week. What did I say? Take the alts. Iowa's going to crush them. They did. This week, I can't bet Iowa because I can only bet them once. But what can I do, Woj? I can bet against Iowa State when I got the W in my pocket, anyways, for season long. So, yes, sir. Let's go, Kansas State. Take down those ugly Cyclones.
All right, the Woj and Wall pick'em is 17, or excuse me, 19-7-1 this season. That includes both of Mr. Story's picks over there that both won. Let's make it 21-7-1. That would be a pretty impressive year, Wall.
That would make me happy. And I don't think I've said it yet, so I will say it now, Woj. All's I know, we've been hitting them, Woj. And if you've been following, you've been making some money. So
You have. All right, everyone, for week 14. And the college football rundown. I'm Woj.
I'm Walt.
And we will check you next week when we are getting ready for the conference championships.
Hell yeah, son.
Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.